Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Before we get into today's episode, I think we have Tom Walker here. Beautiful man, comedic genius, giver of treats to eyes and ears.
Oh, boy.
Tell us, Tom. What wondrous delights do you have for your adoring fans and soon-to-be fans? I will not! You bring joy! Tell us about your greatness.
All right. Well, Cass, thank you so much for asking, and thanks for reading that script I sent through. I've got an Amazon Prime special. It's called Very Very, and it's going to be available on that streaming service. You can get a free trial if you want to watch it, or you can use your existing Amazon Prime subscription. And those are the two options as far as I can tell. But yeah, it's my show that I did last year, and it's really good. I'm really proud of it.
You should be. Jackson and I were there, as well as a lot of Sans Pants people were there for the screening, and I saw it, I think, three times before that. I cannot recommend this comedy special enough. It would do you well and improve your life greatly to watch it.
Don't be a moron. Go subscribe to Amazon Prime if you haven't already. If you've already subscribed, like we said, that's great news.
It's a flex, to be honest, but that's fine.
All right. Bye.
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 Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which would be the worst classic board game to get trapped in, Jumanji style?
I reckon Connect 4. Okay.
That's where we're starting?
Yeah.
Big.
That's great. So is the idea that you like you find a... Are we finding it in the same way you find Jumanji?
Yeah. Buried in some sort of construction. Look, we're building a new studio. We're digging outside. We're breaking ground. All those kind of things. And what do we find?
Oh,
an
boy.
Old timey Connect 4.
And you just hear... Bada, 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 bada. That's not what the noise is. I haven't seen Jumanji.
I think what it would be... It's the sound of, like, plastic chips falling.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would be like, are we about to uncover a casino?
I like the idea of Zamata, you being like, hey, does anyone want to play Connect 4? And we're all like, no.
No,
not really.
not even a little bit.
It's a pretty boring game.
All right, I guess for to play with my sister.
Come on, sis. So I've heard you're pretty sneaky.
Are we saying this works like Jumanji in that you put in a big chip and it falls to the ground and then you hear and you look up in the sky and a big chip's coming to fall on you? Do you bring them into the real world or do you Zathura style go into the world of Connect?
I was thinking Zathura style, but also I was thinking
Jumanji 2 style.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids style, because I was imagining myself
that is very, not Jumanji.
Very tiny, trying to live on the board game of Connect Four while people kept pushing in.
Dropping.
So the question was classic yes. board game Jumanji style. Joel Zammit's answer is Connect Four. How I shrunk the kids style.
You're not even. It's not even magical. It's like someone just shrunk you down and put you in the space. But you're just being tortured.
Yeah, I'm like, I love this place. It's so nice and airy. Oh no!
Hey, Dusha, check this out. I'm going to drop a fucking chip on Zammit.
You'll kill him. That rules. Yeah. I'm so glad he's tiny and trapped like a fuckwit.
I'm going to kill this tiny man. Yeah.
Yeah, like a fucking ant. I also like that in Jumanji, you get out by winning. You can't win in Connect Four if you're in the bottom of Connect Four and a tiny man.
That's true.
Is Zammit even playing anymore?
At this point,
no.
I could be directing, being like, no, get over there. Put the blue one in.
Only thing you're going to be saying is, don't drop it on me.
Don't drop it on me. Go diagonal. You can do a diagonal.
I guess you'll get out of it when they finish quickly and tip all of the things out. And then you're just small.
Yeah, I guess it'd be these big giant chips falling from the sky hitting the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And trying to line that up is going to be very hard.
To get out of your Connect Four Mungie, do you need to drop the chips in and get a Connect Four without crushing your...
Or the chips falling somewhere that's not next to the other chips... Which might be hard considering how big they are.
Or would it be one of those situations where the things were just falling from the sky and you had to drag them together so that as long as four were touching, you won?
That could be relatively easy.
Yeah, but if four of the other ones touch, you lose.
Yeah.
Who's playing?
What happens if he loses?
Oh, no.
Does he die?
Just crushed. Crushed by a giant plastic sphere.
Are we doing this like the film Jumanji, where Zammit, as a child in the 30s, plays Connect Four and gets sucked into Connect Four realm, and then in the 1980s, two kids are playing Connect Four, and Zammit comes out of Connect Four realm and says, "What day is it?" And the kids are like, "We're just playing Connect Four," and he's like, "Ah! I'm Robin Williams." Is it like that, or
where's my dad? Yeah, I think it's like that. Yeah. I think I've got to be trapped in the Connect Four realm for at least 20 to 40 years.
I'm going to agree with that new hypothesis and not the one that Joel Zammit tried to pitch earlier, which was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids style.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so he gets sucked. He loses at Jumanji, gets sucked into Connect Four.
It's me and my childhood sweetheart. We're playing a game
Dolly
of...
Dolly Parton.
Yes. Dolly Parton, we're playing Connect Four. I put the first one in and get sucked off into...
Sucked off? Put your dick into the hole as well.
I get sucked off by Connect Four.
Oh, no, that's bad foreplay. Imagine playing Connect Four with someone and being like, all right, I put my chip here and putting your dick through a hole, in a, like a glory hole.
Connect Four is a glory hole, is bad. Spinning the Connect Four thing around in your penis like a hula hoop.
So yeah, so I get sucked off into Connect Four realm. Dolly Parton is like, oh no, and then she freaks out and buries Connect Four, even though she should be playing Connect Four and putting the next one in. And then several other kids in 25 years or whatever, they find it, they start playing. I come back being, where's my dad? We need to get Dolly Parton and finish this game of Connect Four. Also, I guess kids are now playing, so this is a four-way Connect Four.
Which you can't do.
So, step one, we have to, I guess, get more pieces. Step two, find Dolly Parton.
I like as well because, like, so in Jumanji, they're like, something strange, we can't move these pieces on the board. But if I found a Connect Four game that had one of the chips jammed in the bottom, I'd be like, I guess it's broken. Throw it away.
I guess we've got to avoid that bit. So, is any other terrible things? What is Connect Four Realm?
Connect Four Realm.
I imagine it's being like Tron, except instead of bikes, there's just chips flying around.
There's only one game in Connect Four Realm.
Is it Connect Four?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. A simple but
dangerous challenge. Line up four chips and win.
Okay. But beware, yeah. For if your opponent lines up four chips, you lose.
And then you have to pull the little trigger down the bottom that makes all the chips go ksh,
yeah. And then you must play again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This seems
begin!
Pretty, sure.
Who is this guy? I love him.
Connect Four Maniac Man.
He's the ruler of Connect Four Realm. He's like the equivalent of the hunter that comes out and chases you. And the kids are like, who's this guy? And you're like, honestly, I don't know.
He just loves Connect Four and loves watching other people play Connect Four.
You've connected three!
I don't know.
Imagine if you connect one more!
Oh no, your opponent accidentally or deliberately put the piece where you were about to connect four. Keep playing!
Remember, my children, you can also go diagonally.
Connect once, twice, thrice, no one more! That is the rules of Connect Four!
Okay, sir. Who decides who goes first?
Flip a coin!
You can choose amongst yourselves. There's no rule for this.
Okay. The only rule is that the game is over once someone connects not one, not two, not three, but four tokens.
Yes, now that I think about it, I've got a brilliant idea. To decide who goes first in Connect Four, play a simple game of Connect Four.
Isn't this a bit recursive, sir? Because now I'm going to... All right, I'll go first.
Okay. Is anyone else imagining it's not like a giant, like, digital Kinect 4 thing? Like, but it's like a Tron-like stadium with just a regular plastic game of Kinect 4.
Yeah, regular size in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's zammed against a whatever the Tron people are called.
Tronbots. Trombos.
Because that one gets trombones, whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, okay. Look, one of us won.
Then you get out and it's good because you're... It is a bit like Jumanji, I guess, where you're like, well, what happened in there doesn't really prepare me for here.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know why a game of Connect Four took me 40 years. Either I'm bad at Connect Four, they're cheating, or I'm stupid.
Something.
Why not all three?
Fucky. I don't know.
It was like a 20-year argument of who went first. It just kept going.
No, but
yeah, I was playing Connect Four to see who would go first, and the guy was like,
"It's easy.
Congratulations, you won. That means you go first." And I'm like, "Wait, what?" And just kept going.
It's like, hang on, how many am I connecting again? What's the go?
There's a lot of four! Back and forth. Okay.
It's always four!
You fuck it, four!
It's in the name!
So, look, I tried to be smart one, and I got, like, sort of three in a row, and then I got another three in a row, but there was a gap.
One, two, thrice! No one more!
I thought I'd be a bit of a...
This is a game for children on the surface realm.
Yeah, I thought I'd be... And I put the last one in and I connected like seven.
Yeah,
he wasn't
honestly,
happy.
I still don't really get it. I don't really know what the rules are.
Also, I just need to point out that in Jumanji, you don't win Jumanji in Jumanji to get freed from Jumanji. Someone has to play it. So it is quite possible Zama gets trapped in Connect Four for 40 years because who the fuck plays Connect Four now?
Yeah, that's a good point. Especially once Dolly Parton starts screaming, like, no one play Connect Four.
None of you honeys out there be playing Connect Four. Just, that's a rule. Everybody just, it's just one of her bugbears. Nobody knows why.
It's just like,
but it's also
okay,
good because when you get out into the, like, surface realm, what is happening is not a game of Connect Four. Big token falling from the sky. You're like, well, what happened in there? I don't have a big Connect Four game to play. Guess your strategy, best strategy, is just to let all of the tokens hit the ground and then
just touch them,
throw it away. Or
wait, am I out? All right, cool.
I've spent a lot since mentioning Dolly Parton. I've been trying to shorten Connect Four into the amount of syllables that are in the the name Jolie.
Yeah.
So that I can say Connect Four, I'm begging you, please don't take my man. But I just figured that I could just say it like I just did then.
Yeah.
It's a reference rather than a song. Yeah.
Yeah. In this alternate timeline,
she's a spoken word performer.
That was like one of her biggest hits. It's why no one plays Connect Four.
Massively successful in this timeline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's still Dolly Parton. Yeah. She just sings only about
For some Connect reason, Four. Connect Four wanted. Becomes the board game of cucks and bulls.
That's pretty bad.
Jolie is a cuck anthem.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. What an interesting, you know, alternate path that we've taken here.
Yeah. I think it's pretty bad. Yeah.
Like, but it's only bad when you're in Connect Four realm. Once you're out of it, you're just like, well, that was bad.
It's bad because it's confusing. And you have a man yelling at you. And also giant plastic discs fall from the sky and potentially some kind of hazard. It's more puzzling, I feel, than confusing.
Well, in one of the versions we pitched, it's literally just being in jail.
Yeah.
Which is you're just sitting bored and there's Connect Four. So basically it's just jail, but the board game Connect Four is also there.
And I guess a bit nicer because there's only one man yelling at you as opposed to, you know,
an army.
Being
You know how an army runs prisons.
you know how the army comes to jail to yell at the prisoners.
just kind of like,
damn.
Yep. Okay.
It's Friday. Military's coming.
They're going to come tell me off.
None of you should have done crimes.
I know. Sorry.
Hey, you'll be sorry. I'm sorry now. Yeah. See you next Friday.
Next time, don't do the crime. See you next week.
Right. Hey, before you go, do you want to have a quick game of Connect? They've gone. Yeah, it's all right. I guess I'll play by myself. You can play Connect Four by yourself.
That's true.
It's sad, but you can.
You can pretty much anything by yourself, and it's just sad.
Yeah.
Name a thing that's for two people, pretend it's for one, it's just sad.
But you can't play Jumanji by yourself.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
That's the rules of Jumanji.
Yeah, but
let me hang on. Seek a world that seeks to find a way to leave the world behind. Jumanji. Yeah, you can.
I mean, it's dangerous because you can get sucked in if things go bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, get sucked off by Jumanji. Imagine trying to fuck the riddle hole. That's what happens if we're playing Jumanji. It starts to shimmer and I'm like, is this, do you reckon I can? And you don't know what I mean. And then all of a sudden, dick in. But I think it was made of plastic, so I just bruised my cock.
Turns out it wasn't a glory hole, but a riddle hole.
Yeah. So
why would you think it was?
I'm dumb and horny.
How'd I go?
Dumb, young, full of cum, my friend. Had to get rid of it.
Shall we rank it in was it worse than Jumanji?
Yeah.
And one more thing that we should clarify for each. What happens if you cheat? Because in Jumanji, you become a monkey, and in Zathura, you go to space. So what happens if you cheat?
Because I'd be cheating pretty easily.
How do you cheat in Connect Four?
You go, you do it twice. You put your finger in the hole. There's so many ways to cheat in Connect Four.
Both are very subtle.
Use your finger.
No,
I can't.
It's stuck. One finger. It's not in there. I'm just holding the board.
You don't
have to hold it.
Yeah.
Well, you're about my move. And then slowly you're trying to raise their chip out with your finger. Don't look.
Hey, there's no rules about cheating having to be subtle.
That's true. I think if you cheat in Connect Four, you get full of Connect Four holes. Little demons try to put chips in you to fill you up. That's what I think happens.
You become the game.
So then, okay. So then Kirsten Dunst, she's in Jumanji, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, who's the other one?
A little boy.
Kirsten Dunst and her boy.
And then I guess they're playing me in the future. When they find a, they're like, wow, this Connect Four looks like a stretched man.
A man full of holes. More holes than a man has ever had.
So in terms of
your Connect Four was fine until this moment, then it got bad. I think it's worse than Jumanji.
Well, I mean, it depends. That's only if you cheat, and most people don't cheat.
Yeah, Zammit's gonna cheat.
I just said I'd cheat from day one. They're like, you must have, you know,
to get out of whatever boring thing we're in, you need to play Connect Four. I'm like, oh, this look, four in a row, done, straight away. Yeah. You didn't do a turn. And now I'm like,
doing the finger holy. Yeah, I'm full of holes myself.
Now I'm a Connect Four boy.
Again, it's also good that you've cheated whilst in Connect Four, because that has no ramifications in real world. Like, the only ramification is that you cheated, so you're full of holes.
Yeah,
where...
yeah. Well, it's again, it's like I cheat in Connect Four realm, which means I go deeper into a different Connect Four realm,
which is just the same. But then you have to people have to play Connect Four.
It's the same, but they're littler, I guess.
A grander challenge, Connect Four Junior. Okay, so I think that's pretty bad, worse than Jumanji. But I'm pitching Hungry Hungry Hippos. Hungry Hungry Hippos. One scaredy scaredy man.
Those hippos are so hungry.
Hungry
Damn,
for blood.
They're hungry.
And for balls.
And
you've only got one good one.
Oh, no. It's me and my remaining testicle running away from... You ever seen a fucking... What are they called? A hippopotamus eat a watermelon? It'll be that, but my singular nut. That's scary.
I'm scared that your singular nut has swollen to the size of a watermelon. That's not good.
Wait, are you That's bigger normal, right? And the hippopotamus is a little?
No, I imagine if it's the same thing...
Your ball has just gotten massive.
I get trapped in Connect Four realm, in Hungry Hungry Hippos realm, which is the board game of Hungry Hungry Hippos suspended in the void, and I'm in the middle of the point where the hippos go in to eat. And they're chomping at me, and my ball is out for some reason. Maybe that's unrelated. I just had a hole in my pants, but I've connected the two in my head.
Well, are the hippos... Okay, question. Are the hippos real-world hippos, or are they hungry, hungry hippos, where they're multicolored, long necks, and can't move?
Oh no. Okay, well that's not bad because they can't move. So
But like, long necks.
They can't move, but they can get at me. I mean, I guess that means when we come into the real world and they like I can kill them with a bat or whatever.
Well, I guess it's kind of like if you're in Hungry Hungry Hippo realm, there's that like singular point in the center where they get very close to you but can't get you.
Yeah, rest your ball there.
And so that's where you're rested, you're freaking out because you can't move. But when they come to the real world, I guess, like in Jumanji, as opposed to stampeding, say, monkeys or water buffalo or whatever is stampeding in that film. I haven't seen that film for the longest time.
Typically, it's elephants, but that's...
Oh, okay, that's cool to know. You just have four hippos. Mm. So really, it's like four hippos as opposed to elephants?
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Could I beat four hippos with my car?
No.
Damn.
Well. Are the hippos in a line and you're driving at speed?
Yeah. Well, no, I imagine that maybe they're attacking you and I come from the side with my car.
That's good. Then, yes, I think you could.
Yeah.
I think you would die as well. Because if you get a hippo with a car, you'll explode.
You'd probably only get one, though.
Jackson, your cars don't work like they do in Grand Theft Auto, yeah?
Yeah, but I just think, well, I mean, it wouldn't explode, but I think if you hit a hippo at speed, you'll be in trouble. If you hit a wombat at speed, you're in trouble, and they're little.
What about me, a golf club?
Yes.
Hippos.
Can I give you each a weapon to protect me from this car? And I'm like poking my head out being like, they want my ball. Yeah, I'm in a car as well. I got in the back seat, though.
Yeah, okay. So what's my weapon?
You can have a golf club and Zamba can have a chainsaw. And I think you can take out the hippos that way.
Okay, I think maybe a chainsaw, yes. A golf club, Douche is getting et.
He's just got to turn it around and jam it in the ear of the hippo so it goes in the hippo's brain.
Yes! The ear canal leads straight to the brain in all mammals.
Thanks, guys. They were going for my one nut. And then I shake the hungry, hungry hippo's game at you and smash it on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Are you free after that? Or did we not win? So, we just killed what they sent into the real world.
So in the 60s or whatever, you and whichever teenage sweetheart you want to pick.
Yeah.
Shania sweetheart. Twain, I don't know. Who are you?
Famous teen heartthrob Shania Twain.
Yep. So,
absolutely. Celine Dion. Let's pick Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. You pick it. Yep. So you and Celine. About to play Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Hey, Celine, baby, you want to play a game of Hungry Hungry Hippo?
And she's like, yes.
We baby talk to each other. This is normal for me and Celine.
And you put your...
Hang on, just to clarify, is this before or after the 1997 film Titanic? Is Celine a big star at this point?
No, no, you're kids.
Oh.
Yeah, we're kids, we're children, we're childhood friends.
Childhood friends.
That's right, my mistake.
And I make a joke when we get at the Hungry Hero, I'm like, I hope they don't go for my one nut, Celine Dion.
You had testicular cancer as a child.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we've had to push it back in the timeline.
He's always had it. I was
born with one nut in this timeline and one fake nut. And then as we're playing it, I get sucked into Hungry Hungry Hippo's realm.
Yep, Celine is like, runs off and never, she's like, never, no one play Hungry Hungry Hippo.
I thought you were
going
to say, she runs off and she never thinks about you again. she doesn't care.
All her big songs are all about Hungry Hungry Hippos, which is nice.
And then I come out of Hungry Hungry Hippos realm and I'm like,
it's Kirsten Dunst and Boy are like,
have they gone for your nuts yet? Because they want your nuts bad. They're like, no, what?
What? Who are you? What year is it? Where's Celine?
Oh, it's good for her. Oh, wow. What? Huh. So how do you win Hungry Hungry Hippos?
You eat the most amount of balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is that...
Okay.
Would this be like a real world, I guess, proxy for this is that... So every one of you will be riding a hippo.
Yes.
And then they have to eat the most things.
Yes.
Slash balls.
Well, eat the most balls, hippopotamus.
Again, we're getting confused at that when you get sucked into the game.
Fuchsia, please, sucked off into the game. Yeah. Come on now.
When Hungry Hungry Hippos sucks you off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then Jackson can just be tormented by these four hippos. And then in the real world, we have to ride hippos and eat balls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
We're on the same page. Cool.
Yeah, okay, good.
How do you make a hippo eat balls? What do you do?
Well, the thing is now, though, it's you, Kirsten Dunst, and Boy on the hippos. First, you've got to get Celine back because she played in the game.
That's scary for Celine Dion when I knock on the door and I'm like, they wanted my balls in hippo realm, but in real world realm...
We need to eat the balls. But
get on this hippo.
It's the green one.
Yeah. So all four of you stampeding around. Are you trying to eat testicles or just anything sphere?
I like to believe I'm still convinced that the hippos need to eat nuts, but I think the rest of them know that they don't, which means I'll lose at Hungry Hungry Hippos because I won't eat the most balls. Do I die? What happens?
I think it just wanted it to be played. It didn't matter who won, as long as someone eats the most balls. But the way it ends is all the balls have to be ate.
Yes.
Mm. So how many balls do you have to eat in the real world is the question. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Also, did you know that we do too many shows across the Sanspants Radio Network? Take Why Am I Sad, a happy little podcast where four friends try their best to stop feeling their worst. While we often advocate for therapy in the show, you know what's cheaper? Talking to your mates. And sometimes, that's all you need. Unless you do need therapy, because if you do, go to therapy. Therapy's great. So, if you want to hear myself chat to my good friends Cass, George, and Zoe about our feelings and the things that are making us sad that week, just search for Why Am I Sad on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Or do the balls come with the hippos?
I guess the balls must come with the hippos.
Yeah.
Oh, you will eat the testicle of every man in the world.
Well, so, I think the balls come with the hippos, but I've become convinced that they're nuts. And then once I've eaten all of the nuts in, say, a shopping mall, I'm like, why isn't it over? Oh, there's only one ball left.
You mean nuts like, say, a peanut, or nuts as in...
Ghoulies.
Ghoulies. Because you're saying you eat all the ghoulies in a shopping mall. Like, yeah, it was nothing. You said that as if you were eating a bag of peanuts. No. You said that in that same level tone.
Not a bag of fucking
I want to point
dick
that out.
Nuts.
Not just dick I went nuts. In and hoed down on every man that was in a supermarket.
No, no, no. I've eaten every pair of testicles. The supermarket is strewn with people of balls, but they just don't. Their legs are gone because a hippo can't delicately eat a pair of testicles. They're just going to squish the legs. And I'm standing there with my hippo and I'm like, there's only one nut left. And I lie down and spread my legs. The hippo eats my nut and it doesn't end. And I'm like, maybe they just meant the balls that came with the hippo at the same time as Celine Dion. Yeah, I bleed out and die and don't see how it ends.
You bleed out. As you're bleeding out, you turn back into a little boy or whatever.
Why? What's happening?
And transport to the 1960s. And whatever, however that film
Celine
ended.
Dion, I just had the craziest, most awesome dream.
Well.
So how was that?
What happens when you cheat, or if you cheat? You know, Celine, I've heard, you know, she might do a bit of something sneaky. Maybe she'll try
like
and pocket a ball.
Tip,
quick, yeah.
Or tip the thing.
Yeah.
Do you become as hungry as a hippo? What's
a thirst for balls.
You get the same thirst for balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Celine's like, I'm hungry for balls now. And I'm like, no. And she's like, I don't mean, I can't be clear enough about this. I don't mean testicles. And I'm like, yeah, but that's what you would say. We're splitting up.
Don't eat my nuts. I've only got one good one left. Don't eat
it. Don't eat it, Celine Dion.
Mouth off.
So it's no threat to me, but I am convinced it is.
Don't eat my nuts, Celine Dion.
I know you've acquired a hippo's appetite for testicles, but please... Leave me alone.
Celine Dion, I am begging you, even though you have an insatiable thirst for my one good ball, keep your lips off my ball sack.
Even though, like a hippopotamus, you crave my balls, please step off and leave me be.
Your heart may go on, Celine Dion, but I need my ball to go on, so whilst you have the... thirst of a hippopotamus for my ball. You cannot eat it. I need it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in terms of like how bad this is, it's pretty bad. Is it worse than Jumanji? only your interpretation of
it's only bad for me. Otherwise, it's fine.
And everyone in the supermarket.
Like, if, for example, Robin Williams came out and was like, the way to win Jumanji is to get these chimps ripping out testicles, I would be like, wow, Jumanji's pretty bad.
The only way to beat Jumanji is cock and ball torture. That's the way we can get out.
So, yeah.
Because otherwise it's just, you go to Hungry Hungry Hippo Realm.
Yeah.
You let the hippos collect the balls. You come here, you ride a hippo. It's fun.
It's less destructive. It's kind of like the hippos. I assume if you're riding them, kind of a bait. It's kind of like that level in Donkey Kong Country where you're riding a rhino, but this time it's a hippo, and instead of bananas, it's just balls, but not testicles. Just the balls the game comes with.
Yeah,
but instead, if you were like, oh no, I'm now riding this rhinoceros in Donkey Kong Country, and I don't need to collect bananas. I need to somehow get crocodile nuts. And you hack the game to make it more and more gruesome. And
that's
you somehow...
That's what I'm playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, obviously, you punch the hippopotamus in the back of its head to open its mouth.
Yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
Of course.
Like a full wind-up punch.
So that's my...
So the game in and of itself, probably not as bad as Jumanji. You playing it bad, worse.
Squished nuts.
Oh no, a lot of eaten torsos.
Half people.
A lot of half people.
Mm-hmm. A bloody mess where legs used to be.
In one shopping center.
Just one. Just pray it's not the one you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, not great.
Yeah, okay. Not great. That's, I'll cop that. That's fair.
Yeah, I imagine during the supermarket issue, you screaming, the balls are few, the needs of a many.
Yeah. And also, like, I mean, it's low on the terms of bad things, but just in terms of, like, Celine Dion's reputation for you, you think she has
an insatiable hippo lust for nuts, yeah.
Which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, so we have a whole supermarket of half people.
Yeah.
Not great, but just not great for Celine, who probably would care for what, her, you know, a friend from her childhood thinks of her.
What does she think has become of me?
Yeah.
What does she think has become?
And now she thinks that you think, or you definitely do think, that she has a hippo lust for testicles.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of you appearing on Behind the Music to be like, yeah, so one thing about Celine Dion and people that don't know is that she has an insatiable hunger for testicles. She'll eat them.
Yeah.
She needs to eat them.
Yeah.
A hippo's hunger.
You know how hippos love to eat nuts, you know.
You know.
This is a crazy story about Celine. I shouldn't be saying this, but I'll say it. I'll tell you.
It's Behind the Music. Yeah, this is what you. This
she
what
was present from. in the you know the whole you know that mall mall incident where everyone lost their testicles. Yeah, she was present. She was
part of that. She was part of that. Yeah. She had an insatiable like a hippo. Yeah, like like she wanted to eat like consume like food like human testicles like a hippopotamus does. And then the camera pans back and I'm in jail.
I wonder what that would do for a musician's career if you just like matter of fact, like, yeah, she eats human testicles like a cannibal.
Like a
hippopotamus.
Like a hippopotamus,
A hippo might, yeah.
It's crazy, but that's just something she likes.
So,
that's
life, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Okay, so the one I've picked, whilst it seems obvious, is it's interesting, an interesting take on this, Monopoly.
Obvious
one.
Okay.
Based on real life, et cetera, et cetera. One thing that your games don't have that mine has is the boredom factor.
Ah,
that's true.
So you don't get bored playing Hungry Hungry Hippo. You should just smash that hippo button until all the balls are gone.
It's quick and then it's over. Yeah.
Connect Four takes 10 minutes, if that. Five minutes if you're playing against someone dumb. Yeah, 10
or
minutes.
40 years.
Yeah,
it's hard to say.
Monopoly takes forever.
A week.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's depressing.
Yep.
It's just a lot of just counting, but and moving one token around a very, very, very unexciting board. There's cards, obviously. So you pick up a chance card or a chest card, I think, are the names
Community
of them.
Chest, yeah.
Yep.
Pass a thing, get given money, then you often have to pay money back, et cetera, et cetera. Kind of like in real life, you earn money, you spend money. But Monopoly has a lot of different rules that don't quite affect real life that affect Monopoly. First of all, go to a friend's house, you have to pay them rent.
Yeah, that's bad. It's bad as well because the studio is operated out of Zammit's home. Every time you come into work, got to pay him a little bit of money.
Plus, if there was like a second or third house on his on the studio, that's more money. God forbid. You can open a hotel on any block.
That's true. That's a good thing.
As long as you own the neighbors' houses, you can have a hotel on your house.
That's nice. Basically like a precursor to Airbnb. So, so you and, let's say, a young Avril Lavigne.
She wanted a skater boy.
Yeah,
here I am.
There you are. And she's like, hey, let's go. I want to watch you skateboard. And then you're like, no, wait, I found this game of Monopoly.
Let's play this.
It's a 90s Tony Hawk version of Monopoly.
Oh, yeah, she's all into that.
Where all of the properties are skateboards.
Okay, skateboard not even skaters. Houses.
Skateboards. No, skateboard houses.
Okay. All right, well, when you get sucked off into Monopoly skateboard realm, it's going to be very different.
Oh, it's going to be very confusing. All right,
let's just say it's normal Monopoly, then.
Okay, that's probably for the best.
For the sake of me getting sucked off.
Yeah.
All right, so I get sucked off into... I roll the dice, I roll snake eyes.
You land on the go directly to jail, but someone has scribbled out jail and written Monopoly Realm.
No, Monopoly Realm.
Off you go.
I pick up a chance card. It says, get sucked off directly into Monopoly Realm.
Yeah,
do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
You're like, what? And then off you go. You're gone.
There's Avril. Oh no, I wanted a skater boy instead.
He said, "See you later."
I like to imagine
he said, "See you later," then screamed.
I'm going to Monopoly Realm. I like to think the moment you arrive in Monopoly Realm, you meet the Top Hat, Wheelbarrow, and Battleship, and they start beating you up. Stay out of Monopoly Realm.
They have the fattest wallets because when you start Monopoly, you get given like a grand. I don't have a grand in cash.
Yeah. What even?
I'm going to try and pickpocket that battleship.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Although that's a tiny, it's a tiny battleship or a huge dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think the one thing that we can use to gauge size is the top hat, which I think perfectly fits Douche's head, almost like it's destiny. And so.
So the top hat fits me perfectly, making it a tiny, 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 tiny dog and the world's smallest battleship.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could probably kick the ship over.
Yeah, maybe they're not beating you up. You start beating them up.
It's like the equivalent of some kind of Godzilla coming into their realm.
Ever seen a battleship sink on land? I just kick a hole in it and just sucks into the ground. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe I love Monopoly Realm.
Yeah, Monopoly Realm because you don't guess... Go. They were like, we thought, look, when we made Monopoly Realm, we got the scaling wrong.
Yeah.
It's like Cat's World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were like, we're going to beat the shit out of that kid that comes on. No.
Put on the top hat. I like that the top hat is sentient and I'm just like, fuck it. Time to wear this piece
of
shit.
It's a Super Mario Odyssey situation, but the hat doesn't want to be part of it. Bad for your spine. It's made of metal.
Well, that also means Mr. Monopoly or Moneybags or whatever his name is.
Yeah, that's true. Mr. Monopoly's there kind of like the Connect Four guy.
Yeah,
welcome to the most dangerous game. No, that's Thomas the Tank Engine's boss.
Mm. Doesn't he have a name?
Monopoly Man.
He's got a name.
Yeah, don't you remember that great bit in, I almost said Austin Powers 2, but I meant Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
Well, if it isn't. The Monopoly guy! Yeah. You know, that famous line?
He's the Monopoly guy. So, do you have to play Monopoly in Monopoly Realm?
Like, I imagine that the world is just set out like a Monopoly board, so it's just like one big block.
His name is Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Oh, I said Moneybags. That was pretty close.
I said Monopoly Man. That was pretty close.
I reckon you probably got like... I mean, you've got all like Old Kent Lane, Liverpool Street, or whatever. You got trains, electricity.
I could just get on a train, pay $200 or whatever.
Yeah, you've basically just got a kind of shit version of London.
Yeah, but the beauty of Monopoly is that you have just the same level of chance of purchasing a water company as you do a shitty house. And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You could control utilities, baby.
I guess you could reign supreme in Monopoly Realm, unless, again, you are very big.
Yeah.
Then you kind of live like a monster. Monopoly Realm. Either way, good.
Mm. But I'm not that... I mean, okay, so if I'm big enough that the hat is usually the size of a person, but I'm able to wear the hat as a hat...
Yeah.
Probably makes it about 1/5 of the size, making me 1/5 of the size of a man.
Okay.
You know what I mean. Five times the size of a man, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess you could, like, but you're not going to be able to live in those hotels.
I'll build one. I build them. I'll build a big one.
The moment you come out of Monopoly Realm is when your problems begin.
Yeah.
Yes.
What happens when someone starts playing Monopoly and real life Monopoly combines with real life?
It's great to imagine you like the Monopoly board where it has go directly to jail instead of the guy in jail. It's your face.
Hey!
That's pretty good.
Let me out! It's so funny if instead of going to any kind of Monopoly realm, all that happens is you become the prisoner.
Yes. And instead of saying, like, jail, it just says, I like it in here. This is fine.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
I never lie. The board is now chatty.
So I guess now you're out of Monopoly Realm or out of jail, whatever when you were in. Mm. So now it's you, Avril, Kirsten Dunst, and Boy
and
playing
boy,
a game of Monopoly. Does that mean, so when you get, like, say, the community get second place in a beauty contest, do you then have to go and do a beauty contest?
Well, I imagine it would work like Jumanji rules. So if Dusha pulls it out and it's like, you got second place in a beauty contest, all of a sudden out of the fireplace, a whole beauty contest comes and they give him $200. It's just not scary because it's not chimpanzees or whatever.
Or what if it's
like Total Recall style where I draw that card and then all of a sudden I've just got a memory of coming second in.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. It's like you come second, so you know you're there and you're like, you think you're gonna win, and then it's like second. Like, oh, okay. I guess
seconds. Well, I have a list of the community chest cards here if you'd like to know.
Oh,
some.
No.
Oh, yes.
Get out of jail. Hey, free.
That's easy.
Tuck that's that nice. In your pocket.
Bribe a policeman.
Bribe
or a
Bobby.
Politician.
Go to jail. The opposite. Oh.
That one is a card that should be drawn on me all the time.
It is your birthday. You age a year. That's scary.
Oh.
Hospital fees. Get a broken leg.
Whoa, no!
Yeah. You're assessed for street repairs. That's pretty bad.
So I guess, like, a lot of these things, if it gives you the memory, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But then if it's kind of like, it's almost like telling your future that cannot change.
That's pretty scary.
It's like, you know, if you go to jail, you're like, oh, no, what do you mean? And then you accidentally commit a crime because you have to.
Well, I imagine they just come banging on my door and they're like, you've done this. I'm like, what?
I reckon every time you draw a community chest, because also this Wikipedia page has the description of the image that's on the cards, I think happen to you. So, bank error in your favor. Mr. Monopoly falls back in astonishment as an arm presents a sheaf of cash out of the bank teller's window. So you draw that card and a disembodied hand thrusts $200 in your face. Which is good, because $200, but scary.
Yeah, this is like, a Monopoly game is already quite long.
Yeah.
This is just going to make it longer.
This get out of jail free card gives you wings.
Hey.
All right.
The jails in Monopoly don't have a roof.
I feel like you're just going to get rich and powerful from this.
Yeah, it feels like you get rich and powerful, go to jail for a little bit, but, well, either...
As all the rich and powerful do.
Yeah, that's true. That's just par for the course.
That's just a bit of real life sprinkled into this Plumbing the Death Star to stay relevant.
Ah, we got it, dude.
But who's going to win? Because, you know, the way you win Monopoly is the other contestants go bankrupt. Are you going to bankrupt Avril Lavigne, Kirsten Dunst, and Boy?
Yes. Boy lost. I think Boy gives me biggest grief. I know where Kirsten Dunst and Avril Lavigne stand. Boy, mystery.
We don't even know his real name. That is scary. Can you bankrupt a child?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's so hard. I'm like,
I'll figure out how to do it. I like that this is meant to be worst one. You seem like you've come out pretty well doing Monopoly.
I'm kind of smelling like roses.
Yeah.
I think what'll probably happen is I just become a man that I hate. The game will, someone will start playing and I pop out and I've become Pennybags or whatever his name is.
It's good to imagine you.
So at the very end, although no, wait, because once you win the game, it all resets back to normal, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would have been like, I've spent 6 years playing Monopoly.
Yeah, a normal play length.
Yep, and now you're like, I'm rich, I've bankrupted my two good friends and Boy, my arch nemesis, I guess, and now I'm one of the most richest, most powerful men in the world. Maybe I can start living my life, and then...
And then all of a sudden,
you know, you've become one of the 1%. You've become like the 1% of the 1%. You are like so bloody rich.
The man that I hate the most, I've become.
I love the idea of imagining you looking into a mirror in like a full length suit, and like you're looking at yourself glumly, and you're like, "What has Parker Brothers board game Monopoly done to you?"
And then you get a text that just says, you know, from Boy. Oh no, I have to file for Chapter 11. I am bankrupt. And then you're like,
oh,
I won.
No. Oh,
I
yeah.
won. And then you're sucked off back to the past. And it was all...
You're a poor child again.
I had the most interesting dream. That's how Jumanji ends, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I guess...
Kirsten Dunst, I got sucked off. It was a good dream.
What?
That's the last line of Jumanji.
So, I mean, yours was bad, but only from like you're full of regret. I killed a lot of people. Zamet got crushed by giant tokens, so...
I forgot to say, if you get caught cheating in Monopoly, death by firing squad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just in real life.
Hanged in the middle of town, for sure.
Whilst pelted by... Oranges, I was almost going to say. Tomatoes is what I meant.
No,
oranges
pennies.
Will hurt more. Yeah, pennies.
Yeah.
Mr. Moneybags himself comes and strangles you. That's what Look, see, this is pretty bad, but I don't think anywhere near the worst.
No, unless I try and cheat, in which case instant death.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Being hanged is never fun.
I think, weirdly, like, all of ours, probably not as bad as Jumanji. Like, the way your playstyle, Jack, awful.
Bad. But awful. But that's a personal thing. The actual game of Hungry Hungry Hippos, not too bad.
The choice to misinterpret balls as testicles is really your only
undoing. It's all on me, absolutely. Yeah. I think Jumanji was the worst board game to get Jumanji'd into.
Yeah,
and we should have probably figured that out from the beginning.
Let this just be a lesson to our listeners of Plenty of the Death Star. Sometimes we have a topic, we come up with a big swing and a miss. Yeah, Jumanji did it worse.
And that's all right. Smile. That's all right. Yeah, that's life. Yeah.
We're human.
Yeah, we make mistakes.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And Jumanji, it's the worst one.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.